This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Simple walk to the corner store. Mama never thought you would be getting a call from the coroner. Said her son's been gunned down. Can you calm now? Tears in her eyes, can you calm down? Please, ma'am, can you calm down? But it rained fire in the city that day, they say. A river of blood in the streets, no love in the streets. And then came silence in the city that day, they say. Just another one gone, and they tell her move on. And she's stuck there singing, baby, don't you close your eyes. This could be our final time, and you know I'm horrible at saying goodbye. But I think of all you could have done, at least you'll stay forever young. I guess you picked the perfect way to die. Oh, I guess you picked the perfect way to die. New job, new city, new her. Bright eyes, you would have been proud if you knew her. Flashing lights in the mirror, pull over, pull over. A couple nights in detention and it's over. A whole life's over. They came marching in the city that day, they say. Carrying signs in the streets, crying eyes in the streets. But they heard nothing from the city that day, they say. Just another one gone, and the city moved on. We're stuck here singing, baby, don't you close your eyes. This could be our final time, and you know I'm horrible at saying goodbye. Now think of all you could have done, at least you'll stay forever young. I guess you picked the perfect way. I guess you picked the perfect way to die. Another dream lost, another king and queen lost, another broken promise they refuse to make right. Oh, another night to live in fear. Oh, another night that you're not here. Another reason to get up there and fight. But I say, baby, don't you close your eyes, 'cause this could be our final time. And you know I'm horrible at saying goodbye. But I'll think of all you could have done, at least you'll stay forever young. I guess you picked the perfect way to die. Oh, I guess you picked the perfect way.
We're back. Another episode of Three Guys Talking Smack and listening to music.
Howdy, howdy.
In the virtual house today, we've got Brother Omar. You there?
I'm here.
Who else is in the house today? No one?
I'm here. Liam.
Okay.
And I'm the housekeeper.
You the homemaker.
We are glad to be with you. The opening of the show today was a little bit different than anything we've ever done. We're still all kind of dealing with everything that's going on. We've got some comments and questions coming in. But Alicia Keys, A Perfect Time to Die. Interesting song, a song of the times. Just kind of felt led to do that. Usually I pick all of the funk songs and just weren't in a funky type of mood this week. But we're going to get through this. We're still dealing with COVID. We are still separate, but equal. Well, not really.
No, because no one compares to you, Big P.
We're trying to follow safety, those social distancing guidelines. We're staying 6 miles apart from each other at all times.
I was going to say we're at least 5 miles apart from each other, so I exactly. think we're good.
But everyone looks lovely. We might even put the Zoom out. You can just kind of see.
Don't you dare.
Everyone, Omar.
I didn't sign with the release form.
Yeah, Omar just put his pants on. Benita looks lovely as usual.
Thank you.
Liam's
hair. The hair is marvelous.
Liam's hair is glowing.
Perfect. It's perfect.
But we're a week. I can't talk. What the hell is wrong with me? It must be Stella.
Hey, what are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking Stella.
You drink?
What are you all drinking?
I'm drinking water.
OJ. Oh, I'm the only one drinking today?
It's 7 in the morning.
What's new?
Somewhere.
You've been on an all-nighter. You don't know the difference.
Man.
But we're going to jump into the show. We're going to be back.
Okay.
We're going to jump into the show. Once you stick with us, we've got a lot of interesting comments and questions from some of our listeners. And we're going to come back and try to deal with some of those. And we always, I'm not going to say we always appreciate it, but we always read your comments and we try to deal with them, whether we think they're idiotic or not. We still respond to them. But
you won't always hear our responses, though.
Well, I think you're going to hear them all today. So, we're not going to hold anything back today. I think the times call for us to say what we want. This show is
or not
being at the intersection of music and culture. And it's been a whole lot more culture involved. So we're going to talk about everything from Breonna Taylor to statues being pulled down. And we're going to get some good music in the meantime. Stay with us. Hang on.
Open our eyes. Open eye, yeah. Open eye, yeah.
Coming up, Mercy from the Dave Matthews Band from 2012. And Harry Connick Jr. cut is coming up a little bit later. Stars Still Shine, just released, and is his tribute and our tribute to our frontline responders and first responders.
Can't give up on hope or a miracle to change things. So lift up your eyes, lift up your heart, singing. Mercy, will we overcome this? Yeah, one by one, could we turn it around? Maybe carry on just a little bit longer, and I'll try to give you what you need. Me and you, and you, and you, only want to be free. You see, all the world is just as we made it. And until we got a new one, I got to say that love is not a whisper or a weakness. No, love is strong. So we got to get together. Yeah, we gotta get, we gotta get, we gotta get. Till there is no reason to fight. One by one, could we turn it around? Maybe carry on just a little bit longer, and I'll try to give you what you need. Turn it around.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
All this news is getting old, starting to make my whole world cold. The fire's become so uncontrolled. Thank God for you, thank God for you. Last I knew, things were fine, skies of blue and Columbine. Seems we've crossed the battle line. Thank God for you, thank God for you. And the stars still shine, and your love is mine. Soon I know we'll be fine, 'cause the stars still shine. I'd save the world if I could. Someone will, in all likelihood. Well, it's probably you, because you would. Thank God for you, thank God for you. And the stars still shine, and your love is mine. Soon I know we'll be fine, stars still shine. Yeah, this is all about you. I'm not here without you. Everything you gave me, every time you say, when I crash into you, you,
Sponsor of this podcast. You just heard Collide from the soundtrack of Queen is Slim, that movie. I think it came out last year. I don't even remember. I don't know what year we in anymore. It's by Tiana Major Nine and Earth Gang. I love these movies because they give, and Issa Rae does a great job too, of giving independent artists some shine and getting us to hear stuff that we don't normally hear on the radio. The next song you're going to hear is called I Want to Make It With You by Queens of the Stone Age. So I'm on this love kind of wave, which is a great segue to plug my new podcast, Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, which also airs on the Black Talk Radio Network. We try and drop a new episode every Monday, so spend some time over the next couple days catching up. We're only six in, so you don't have that far to go back to catch up to get to know us. So thank you in advance for listening. And then our last song is Black Parade by the Queen, Beyonce. I love that song because I love who we are. I love our melanin. And if you don't love us, that's your problem. And I just want to shout out again to our new friend, Stan. And thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Benita and Ellis, for being recommended to the Source of Knowledge books Urban Brain Trust Consulting. They're going to be on the page. Brand new podcast. We're proud of you. Thanks to Scotty Reed. Both of our podcasts will now be listed.
Well, it seems like we're finally living that old Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. A lot of things going on now. Everybody seems to be affected by one or combination of many things, whether it be coronavirus, 5G, Trump derangement syndrome, self-righteous indignation. All these things will pass. Something better will come along, or something different will come along. And hopefully we can continue to talk smack and listen to music. On that note, first song I picked today is Oscar Brown Jr. from early 70s, activist, lawyer, actor, and songwriter. And this song is called No Place to Be Somebody. Next song I chose for today is by Elton John. Elton John became a pop diva figure in the late 90s, early 2000s, but in his early 70s and 80s, he was a prolific writer, wrote a lot of music in a lot of different musical forms. This song is called The Border Song, or became known more as Holy Moses. Also recorded by Aretha Franklin in later years, and 50 Mention. But this version is just kind of talks about a guy at the end of his life, looking back over his life and his family and friends and all the things that went on. Border Song by Elton John.
Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter. He has been here too. Distant cousin from down the line. Brand of people who ain't my kind. Oh, there, Moses, I have been removed. Oh, there, Moses.
Just like to say a special thank you to Miss Benita, the Vine Wine Club, our sponsor as well as our motivator. Wish best of health to my friends Liam, Big P. I look forward to the day when we can get into our new studio and celebrate our lives, laugh and cry at all the stuff that's going on in the world. And hopefully we can keep music in our hearts as we move forward. And whatever we're doing here, as we seek justice, I hope we don't descend into hatred and revenge. Hopefully we can continue to strive by those five divine principles: love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. This last song is just a little instrumental by a flute player named Joe Thomas from the late 70s, early 80s. It's called Coco. It's just kind of like, to me, was one of the first songs that kind of started the smooth jazz movement. He played a little disco. He also did some stuff with Jimmy McGriff. So enjoy the music, stay safe, stay positive, and hopefully we'll talk to you all again soon. Peace.
Thank you.
Talking Smack and listening to music. So we had a lot of comments. I know it's been a while since we've done a show. So we're going to try and get all of those read. I guess we can find all of them. So great radio show. Really enjoy listening. That was from Valerie Bay. Valerie, thanks for listening. My brother Omar and 9 blood brothers before I was a brother, I am proud of you and all honored to be in the family. Madam Benita, I have not met you yet, and thank you for accepting the task of keeping these rascals in check. That's a heavy task.
You got a crush.
You all are positively inspiring many. That's some Brother Maurice Talley. Karen from Memphis says she's enjoying morning inspiration. Thanks for the listener responses and spoken word extras. The struggle continues. Brother Jim, Friends of Distinction, Nina Simone, Jaheim, and Keith Sweat. Perfect overnight mix and morning inspiration. Kicking with Gerald Albright. I was logged in for 5 hours. He listens longer than we do.
Oh.
Love this station. Everyone on the ship asking me what I'm listening to. So thank you, Brother Jim.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Hope you gave my message to Tanya Free. So there was a message from Kelly before that she wants Tanya Free back. So I second that.
The message was delivered.
It was delivered. Yes. All right. We don't have any sisters out here willing to put truth to power. We cannot let this revolution die off. We can't get distracted, even by Sean King, who wants to take down all the pictures and statues of white Jesus. Is he crazy or part of the problem?
Well,
thank you, Kelly from Naples.
Are we going to respond to that?
Both.
I don't have a response. Y'all got one?
Sean King has been out there. He's been doing a lot. And I guess my concern is, are we going to get caught up with distractions? Yeah, we know Jesus wasn't white. But does that need to be the focus of our attention?
Yeah, he wasn't really black either. So.
Right.
He's an Arab Jew, so what?
Right. So, is that something that should be at the forefront? Does it hurt? No. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just not time right now. We don't need to do that. So, we have Stan from Pensacola.
Oh.
Stan says, we got a lot of Florida listeners, so that's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stan says, I have a problem with what you consider morning inspiration. George Duke and Mary J. Blige, and all of this black poetry and Liam stereotyping all white people. Maybe he needs to associate with smarter white people. Everything is not about color. You niggas hold real black people behind.
Aww. Well, what do you have to say about Mary J. Blige?
I don't care.
About Mary J. Blige and George
Duke. Why he mad at Mary J. Blige?
Well, let me for those who have not heard Morning Inspiration, it is a show that we mix R&B, jazz, gospel, and feel-good music. And the cut that played that day was actually Mary J. Blige, and the name of the song was My Testimony. And I think George Duke was You Bring Me Joy.
Those are inspirational songs.
I don't know what his complaint was, unless he wants a gospel show, but there are gospel shows all around the country, every station. We try to do things a little bit different here. But you get all
different
the gospel.
People get their inspiration in different ways.
Yeah.
Hey.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry he didn't like that, but
I laugh because I don't think he heard what I said at all, which is fine.
He said he listened again, so he added another comment. Would you like to hear
Let's hear that first before I respond.
Okay. I'm getting to it. Okay. He said, I heard Liam comments again, and I wonder why his white friends are confused. Is black offensive? How about nigga, colored? While with affirmative action and preferential treatment, are black folks still complaining? I guess killing all of our black babies is not freedom enough. What would you say to a white talk radio network? Oh, I forgot. I can't ask you any question. Shake my head. Guess you are too busy looting and tearing down historical statues and bashing our
See, that's what I mean.
Over the place, wasn't
that's
it?
What I mean. He didn't hear me. He didn't hear me at all. And if I was a name dropper, I'd tell him who some of my unintelligent white friends are. But not a name dropper. Anyway, personally, I think Stan is white because a brother wouldn't talk like that, as far as I know, unless he's not really a brother. And, you know, so I just plastered off as some white guy trying to use the word nigger freely and just have fun with it, because he missed the whole point of what I was saying. And that's fine. I'm not even going to try to explain it to him. But one thing I will say is black offensive? Yes, it is. Because when I grew up, if somebody called you black, you got in a fight. I don't know why it changed or how it changed. And I'll leave you with this, dumbass. A man gets his name from the land, nationality, or the country that he comes from. Mexicans come from Mexico. In Arabia, you have Iranians, Kuwaitis, so forth and so on. Europeans.
Absolutely, brother man.
Huh?
I said absolutely, brother man.
Europeans have like the English, the Swedish, the Scottish, the Germans, and so forth and so on, which are Europeans. There's no such thing as white people, and there's no such thing as black people. Everybody has a nationality. Africa, America, is two continents. Africa is 52 different countries. Nigerians, Moroccans, Egyptians, so forth and so on. Get a book. And as far as American, that's just North, South, Central America. So those are two continents, and then Central America is tiny. But anyway.
About another 50 countries.
Dig it. Get my point, dumbass. Yeah. You know?
And I want to just add to it, too.
The last one I wanted to address was looting and tearing down statues.
Wow.
I live in the South, and I live in a state that had lots of statues and grew up with them all my life. The last thing I had ever thought of doing, and still don't think of doing, is tearing them down. I don't care. They lost the war. And as people say, oh, but you're tearing down our history. I'm like, read a goddamn book if you want to know history. Is a statue going to teach you history? No. And as far as looting, I haven't been out because there's something out there right now called COVID-19, a virus that people are dying from. So I have no desire to go out in crowds of people to do anything. So, white man, I know that's what you are. You go to a black radio or a white radio station and run that gossip or that jab on somebody who don't know, because you're messing with the wrong one right now. Because I'll tell you where you came from and who you really are. And if you don't believe that, talk to your great-great-great-grandfather, Romulus and Remus, about their mother, okay? Goodbye.
That's laid-back Liam talking, y'all. That's laid-back Liam.
That's laid-back. He was polite.
Like a fire in the fireplace, boy.
And when we talk about a white talk radio network, there's Fox Radio, Fox News Radio, there's Rush Limbaugh, there's Glenn Beck. So there's a lot of white talk radio. We support Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty has never said that white folks are not allowed on his network. He's got white people on the network. It's catering to our community. Why can't we have this? And, you know, I'm sure he doesn't need me to speak up for him, but I am. He embraced anybody who come on the show that's going to speak truth. And he's not going to allow you come on and be white and not speak truth and talk against his people. No, you know, I've known he's turned down money from people, from brothers who were not quite there. Real brothers. And for those of you who don't know who that is, look it up. He couldn't make it on Black Talk Radio Network. Let's keep it real.
Oh, one last thing. Sorry.
Go right ahead. Bashing
our president. I don't have time to bash the president because every time he opens his mouth, he bashes himself. So that's not even a point. I don't even think about that. I let him do that to himself and all the other people who like bashing him. It's not worth bashing him. It's like I would not ever make fun of a mongoloid. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't mess with a person that's mentally unstable because it's not fair. So no, I don't bash the president. Go right ahead.
So Stan, if you have any other questions,
Feel free to write in again.
Feel free, yeah.
But what I would like to happen, there was a response from Benita. Do you have a problem reading that response?
I can't read this.
No problem.
Benita responded, yes.
Yeah,
I took my time to write you a letter, Stan, because I respect your comment and I appreciate you listening.
No, you
Dear
don't.
Stan, thank you for listening to Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music. I hope you've been inspired to choose another stream for your listening pleasure. If the best word that you can use to describe my friends is niggas, clearly you aren't at your intellectual peak. Perhaps it will come when your second ball drops. Now go back to your friends and practice your new time or whatever it is you do when you get mad about black expressions. But please refrain from coming here with your shit. Have a great day and tell your mama sister I said hello, you damn inbred.
Oh, she's so intellectual and classy, isn't she, y'all?
This is how you really feel. So we've given Stan too much time.
Give him too much love.
Yeah,
I
want
to give
love.
A shout out to our friend Ben, because Ben has been nice.
What's gonna happen?
What?
You know what's going to happen now? Ben's going to get jealous. He's going to come back hard at Purcell now.
Hey, no, Ben's not going to come back at Purcell.
Put a dollar in the cup. Put a dollar in the cup. Put a dollar in the cup.
We love Ben.
Purcell is the producer, is the behind-the-scenes producer.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay.
That guy.
Next comment, Miss Johnson.
Oh, I don't have any more. Did I miss some?
Probably.
I thought so.
The new ones.
Oh, the ones from today.
TTNM.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hold on, hold on.
You
I'm
said
TTNM.
TTNM. Oh, yeah, there were some from today. Okay. All right, give me a second. Okay. TT from Richmond wants our take on the removal of the Confederate statues.
Oh. I think Liam has already responded to that.
Yeah, he's responding.
No, he's responding a different way. Y'all can respond. This is a different response. But y'all go ahead.
Well, I've always wanted them gone, but I never lost any sleep over it. What now, I think it's just kind of funny, just all of the outcry and the outrage, because as you said earlier, Liam, we're erasing history. You know, what have you ever learned? I mean, since the ones that have come down in Richmond, have you forgotten who lost the Civil War? You know,
we
still know all of the atrocities that happened. So no, it doesn't erase history. And, you know, if it encourages you to read, you know, to find out what the true history is, other than this romanticized version that they kind of taught us in school and by relics, you know, these metal relics to try and intimidate, you know, pick up a book. Shit.
And for those of you who are not in Richmond, Richmond is in the middle of having the statues removed. And as of today, we're recording today on the 9th of July is when this recording is being done. There was an injunction today to stop any more removal of monuments by an anonymous lawsuit. The struggle continues. And I'm the same way. I don't never enjoyed them. Don't like driving down Monument Avenue. I would try to find a different route. And it's a beautiful street. I don't mind Arthur Ashe at the end. It's beautiful, the grass, the medians and all. But I'm glad they're gone, but we can't get distracted by removing these symbols when everything else is still there. Now, we can argue whether there's institutional racism. Some people believe it is. I believe it is. Some don't. But let's have those conversations after the statues are gone. Let's not stop protesting after the statues are gone. Because we're just starting. And I don't want us to get content with, the statue's gone, or Robert Lee is going to be taken down. We took Robert Lee down.
Yeah, I don't care. I like it now, actually. I love the artwork that's been added.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so we have one last comment from Anonymous. I cannot think of the last Asian that I ran into that talked about internment camps. But black people always want to talk to me about slavery, which is a quote from Candace Owens, I guess. So I don't acknowledge her, so I won't even acknowledge this comment. So y'all can
I mean, know who she is.
She is a conservative bot that's making waves out there today.
Conservative what? But
I said bot.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being proper and saying but.
No. Who's getting a name? She's the new Stacey Dash, I think.
Woo.
But a lot smarter.
Oh, okay.
A lot smarter.
She's been around for about 5 years.
Have a conversation. You can disagree with someone. But we can, you know, talk about racism doesn't exist, and we can stop talking about slavery. I don't think the Jews have stopped talking about the Holocaust.
No.
I don't think they will stop talking about the Holocaust.
They have a museum in almost every major city you can go in.
Yeah, and you mentioned today, Liam, in our conversation, it's like there's always new movies, you know, about that era and what happened to them. You know, they haven't gotten a slavery movie right yet.
Those were the comments. I know they were kind of heavy today. Omar, you've been a little quiet. You want to add anything to the conversation?
I have nothing to add at this point. Carry on.
All right, we're going to get back to some music.
Let's get to the music.
But let's say first, reach out to us on Instagram and Facebook, Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. By email, talkingsmackpodcast@gmail.com. And we just want to know what you're thinking about. We're going through it together. Together we can make it.
Thank you. Liam, and that was the music of Kenny Garrett. The song was Lonnie's Lament from the LP Pursuance, the music of John Coltrane, released in 1996. Before that, we heard Avashia Cohen, an Israeli jazz bassist. The song was Nunu, and it's from a LP entitled Continuo, released in 2006. Coming up next is Billy Cobham from the Total Eclipse CD, released in 1974. It is the title cut from that album, Total Eclipse. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
and listen to music. This has been a fun show, and we needed some fun in the light of everything that's going on.
Very lively.
Yeah. Very lively. I want to congratulate my friends, Three Guys Talking Smack, for being nominated by our good friend Scotty Reed of the Black Talk Radio Network. The show, the podcast, has been nominated to be a part of Urban Brain Trust. And wow. that says a lot. Wow. And that's, wow. I know.
I can't believe it. I already had a brain.
I can't believe it. But it's thanks to you, our listeners, for growing our numbers on not only Black Talk Radio Network, but Buzzsprout and not iTunes.
Tune in. Apple Music.
Spotify. And for listening to us on the stream at Three Guys Talking Smack or Listen to Music on Live 365. So thank you. Continue to tell your friends and family about us. Tell people
and I also say thank you to Famous Brown for carrying us on the Richmond Soul Radio Network also. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to highlight some of the shows that we do on our radio station. We're going to do some morning inspiration. That seems to affect everybody so much. And we're going to do Timeless Tunes. We're going to do the Penthouse Suite. And Benita's got 7 shows. I don't know which one she's going to
do. Whole lot of irons in the fire.
We're going to come back starting next week with some abbreviated versions of what we do. Kind of give you a little taste of what happens. We are glad you listen to the podcast, but anytime you can flip us on at live365.com or download the app. It's free. We're free. We're there. We're there during the day. Liam's there in the afternoon. He comes back and stays up all night. And he doesn't sleep. What do you call
it?
The night owl.
Sleep is for dead. For the dead.
Okay. Also, Miss Benita and I will be doing some more interviews with musicians who happen to live in the Richmond area. They'll be coming up over the next couple of months, so we'll let you know about that also.
All right. This has been another episode.
And we're going to take you all out tonight. What are we coming with, Big P?
A Perfect Alicia Way Keys, to Die.
Different Alicia Way Keys. To Die. Alicia Keys. Now we're going out with Marcus Miller, featuring Chuck D from Public Enemy, and the song is called I Can't Breathe. Goodbye, y'all.
Stay safe, stay positive.
Stay black.
Can't breathe, no smoke, he the bear, hands way up in the air, be aware and beware, never a good thing when you're breathing in fear. Can't breathe, no smoke, he the bear, hands way up in the air, be aware and beware, never a good thing when you're breathing in fear. Never a good thing when you're breathing in fear.
check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.